Tara, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Today, is it today Friday was supposed to be your hen?
Where
did you plan to go?
That's a surprise. I haven't been told. And I was meant to rock up at a certain time, and that's all I was told.
Is that usually the way that a hen, that the girl getting married wouldn't actually know anything about it?
I'm not sure. It was my mother's like, look, just you show up and we look after the rest.
Okay, so there was supposed to be a big gang of you, was it?
Those were 10 or 12 of us, yeah.
Okay, so that's not going to happen. And when were you getting married?
We're getting married in Paris on June 6th, but that's not happening either.
Oh my God, how does that make you feel?
Well, we had to cancel it last year too, so this is kind of 2 years in a row.
I heard that.
It is what it is. I mean, there's not much we can do now.
So did you get everything cancelled and everything and get refunds and stuff?
No.
You're not going to be out of pocket?
We were meant to have, like, we were getting married next year for Tara, and then we were going to go to, like, a kind of country house for a weekend of it, just because people are travelling over, but they're not going to give us our money back.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, isn't it? Was that a lot of money?
It was an interest. I think if it had been a couple of months earlier, if you know, you're so close, I think that's what kind of made it a bit harder to kind of swallow.
I know.
But it is what it is.
It is what it is. So are you planning now, third time lucky?
We're planning, but I think France is, it's out of the question. We can't take a chance. We can't have people going to the hassle of booking flights and trying to get over there. So I think
and people probably had a lot of flights booked for June, had they?
Everyone had their flights booked. All our family and friends had their flights booked and they had time booked off work. And
accommodation and everything in France was all sorted?
No, we were, where we were getting married, it was kind of Friday to Monday. So everyone that was coming over was staying in the accommodation that we had booked for them, just so we'd all be together.
Oh dear, that's unfortunate. Yeah. You have a daughter there with you, do you?
A little boy, is it?
How old is he?
He'll be 4 in July.
All right. And you can't see your folks at the moment either, I'm told, is it?
No, my dad works country to country. He's a truck driver, so for obvious reasons, we can't see him just in case he has something. Because my little boy has a medical condition.
So you haven't seen parents nor grandparents in months?
I think we saw them, was it? Maybe they start in March, and that's the last thing. Like, we do the video chat once a week with my grandparents and my little boy can see them.
All right. And where are you living?
We're living in Donnybrook.
In Donnybrook, okay. So a much quieter day today than you had thought it would be.
We probably, the three of us, go for a walk.
I know.
Won't be glammed up tonight.
Most exciting thing you can come up with today is to go for a walk. Has your wedding dress?
We had everything with the suit, the wedding dress, bridesmaids. We were ready for old.
What happens with the wedding dress and the bridesmaids' dresses now?
That's a good question. Like, the wedding dress is in my grandparents' house, so.
You got to make sure that it fits next year. Is it the same one from last year's cancellation?
Yeah, and the dress, I got it the year I got engaged. So we're engaged 3 years now, so I'm scared to try it on.
Don't worry about that for now.
I'm going dress shopping next year.
Right. And your fiance, what's his name?
Terry.
How does he feel about the whole thing? Had he a stag planned this weekend or what was the deal?
No, obviously, like a lot of our friends have kids, so we had worked the hen party for this week and then the stag was going to be 2 weeks' time.
Any idea what he had planned for the stag?
They were going to, I think, the Clonakilty Sea Adventure Centre, so the high rope. Yeah, that's where he was going to go.
Oh, no.
I think he's more disappointed for the hard work that we put in.
It's a bummer. But are you guys together? Like, are you apart from him as well?
No. We're living.
Yeah, because you have a three-year-old boy, of course.
Yeah, I couldn't do that on my own.
All right, well, listen. I think it was your mam got in touch with me, I think.
She did. I didn't know till I got a text last night saying, I was on to Red Fence.
So. Tara's mum contacted us to see could we do anything nice for you for the weekend? Could we come to your rescue and cheer you up a little bit, you know?
I'd love something. Like, I know people are a lot worse off.
I know. No, no, no.
And it's just like,
come here. You didn't know anything about this. This was between you. This was between me and your mam. Nothing to do with you. So hold on. In an effort to cheer you up, right? Second cancellation of your wedding, right? Hen being cancelled, and himself having to cancel. What'd you say his name was? Terry, was it?
Yeah,
his adventure weekend down in Clon. I got a little couple of gifts that we've managed to put together. Stacey from Shandon Flowers joins me by phone. Stacey, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Could you, any chance you could deliver from Shandon Street over to Donnybrook?
Absolutely. No problem at all. We'd be delighted to.
Nice big bunch of flowers for the day that's in it.
Huge bunch to cheer her up, yeah. Oh, God, it's awesome. The stories, yeah, we've been hearing them a lot. We've had our own braids here, moving dates, and it's very tough, very tough. And then to have to do it twice in a row is no joke. My goodness, I feel so sorry for her.
Heartbroken brides.
Heartbroken. I felt sorry for myself because I had my birthday last week. I couldn't go anywhere. Can imagine your wedding.
No, it's tough, it's tough. And also, bear in mind that you would have been very, very busy with wedding season as well, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. We were locked in for the whole back-to-back weddings weekly, and yeah, every single one of us had to be moved. I think most brides on our books have just went for directly for next year, because I think moving to November, December, people are still quite unsure and uncomfortable with it, you know, because
yeah,
we don't know where we're going to end up.
I know, you don't know.
Yeah, we've had them all moved out, most of them 2022 actually.
To 2022?
Yeah, we've had them just move right out, so they just said that they weren't. The last bride I was speaking to said to me that she just wants to really be sure, and she just doesn't use her numbers. I think she's having quite a big wedding, like 250. So she was like, I'm just going to move it right back.
Who knows when you could have a 250 wedding again?
Oh, yeah.
How many do you plan to take to France for the wedding, Tara?
We had 35 adults and four toddlers.
Yeah,
so four people.
Yeah, very, very nice. Bespoke, if you like. Anyway, listen, Stacey, I think you were also saying if there were maybe people, elderly visitors or listeners or something like that, you'd like to help out. Is that right?
For sure, Neil. Yeah, definitely. Like we've only been operating. Obviously, our retail unit is fully closed. So we're only allowed to operate online only at the moment. And people are ringing us, just ringing in. And, you know, it's a very emotional time. We've had a lot of very sad stories. You know, it's definitely, there's a bit of a shift. You know, people are starting to get a little brighter in the last week, but the last week we've had some awful stories. Just people can't visit their parents. Their grandparents are living alone. And then I was listening to you yesterday, and the Golden Girls.
And she's in the gang, yeah.
She's a scream, yeah. So, yeah, for anyone out there that's on their own and really struggling, I just think it would be a lovely thing to do. And it would cheer somebody up. I never realised how much they meant, if I'm honest. You know, the way it becomes your daily routine, your job, and then we're getting so many thank yous. I mean, I should be thanking people for keeping us, you know.
I know.
The
wheels turning. I mean, you're open for business, for delivery, absolutely, and other florists are also. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to take that under advisement and encourage people to get in touch if they have an elderly relative or a mammy or a daddy that they'd like a bouquet of flowers sent to, okay?
Yeah, and it's all non-contactless for anyone now that might be worried about an older person there. There's no actual physical contact when we deliver. We just give a wrap at the door, we step back outside the gate, and the big thumbs up when they come out, and people are thrilled.
They are,
they're
of course.
So happy.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like a bouquet of flowers, Tara?
I'd love thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
okay.
Welcome, Tara.
Thanks, Stacey. You're very kind.
Thanks,
appreciate it. So they're open for business. Take care of yourself. Shandon Flowers, pick up the phone and they will send a bouquet of flowers with love. So if that wasn't enough for you, right? If that wasn't enough for you, Brian McCarthy is at Green's Restaurant. He's the chef there. Joins me by phone. Brian, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
What are you doing at Green's and Cask at the moment? Are you available for takeout?
We're doing online. You just click, collect it, and you finish it home yourself. And we're busy making online tutorial videos and showing people how to finish off restaurant-style dishes at home in a couple of quick, easy steps.
So it's a little bit more than just bunging it in the oven to reheat it. There's a little bit of creativity.
Well, actually, that's pretty much it. That's all you have to do.
Okay. Well, if I ask you to send a little meal for our unlucky couple for
yeah, I was listening in, and geez, I feel so sorry for Tara and Terry having to cancel their wedding.
The
for
two
a second
T's,
time.
Tara and Terry. Can you feed them for us?
Yep. Oh, we would be delighted to. We've got a lovely Sunday lunch on Sunday, and we'd throw in a meal for two, and we'd throw in a dessert and something for their little boy as well, and a bottle of wine.
Oh, that'd be lovely, Tara. What do you think of that?
I'm going to be crying by the end of this.
What?
I'm going to end up crying by the end of this.
You're all right. You'll have a romantic Sunday.
The last thing I wanted to have was a crying bride.
Thank you.
Anyway, you're more than welcome. So we'll organise all of those things for you, Tara. Bouquet of flowers on the way and also dinner for the three of you for Sunday, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Come back to me when things are firmed up and things are back to normal, all right? When you have a new
thank
date.
You.
All right, enjoy. Take care. And thanks to your mum for getting in touch. So how are you thinking, Brian, going forward when we come out of this with physical distancing? Will you have less tables on the floor?
That's exactly what we're going to have. No, we're lucky as in we've a lot of space and a lot of outside space. You know, other places on the show. We already had this in practice before we closed.
Yeah.
We had the 2 meter distancing and everything like that and all the table settings being changed whatever use and everything like that. So I think we got a little bit of a picture of what it was like before we closed and what it would be like when we reopened. But, you know, I think it's something that's for restaurants. You know, if they want to reopen, it's something that's just going to have to be done. You know, unfortunately, for some places, their seating capacity and their size will make it almost impossible for them to open.
But that would be June 29th for restaurants or indeed pubs that serve food as well. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea. Well, you know, I think pubs that serve food and table service only, you know, we've all got to keep doing our bit. But, you know, I think it's possible. I think people are very responsible in this country, and I think that they've shown that in the last couple of months. And I think when places reopen with the social distancing measures, I think people will don't want to be back where we were a month ago again. And they'll look out for each other. And make
but if you went into a pub now, for instance, it would have to be a pub to eat, wouldn't it? Other than that, a pub that just does alcohol is 10th of August.
Well, that's the 10th of August. But I think, you know, I think people are very, you see it in the shops. People are very are abiding by the 2 meter social distancing. And, you know, I think anywhere, it doesn't matter where he opens, really, Neil, whether it's a retail, a hair salon, a pub, a restaurant. Once people abide by the 2 meter social distancing and the no contact, then it doesn't really matter what kind of business you're
operating. Just have to all muddle through it and see if we can make it work. Anyway, so Greens and Cask have home menus. How can people get them for the weekend then?
You can, if you go on www.greensrestaurant.com/menus, you can order online, pay online, and there's a couple of different options in there. And you just collect you go in the front door of Cask and go back out through the archway. So it's a non-contact, totally...
I love it.
Roundabout system. So, and there we got lovely packaging, lovely cocktails from Cask, wines, and food from Greens. And we've got a chicken wings and burger box from Cask as well. So we're trying to mix it up with a little bit of everything from what we do best on McCurtain Street.
And okay.
Very easily finish at home and online videos to show you how to do it.
Good luck with that. Check it out online. Order up for the weekend. 2 courses for 2 people start at €40. So well done on that one. Appreciate you taking the call. Cheers for now, Chef.
Thanks, Neil. Good luck. Right
Chef Brian McCarthy of Greens and Cask.